This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Across the country, more public schools are opening single-sex campuses. Last year, the Dallas School District opened its newest all-boys school. It turned Fred Florence Middle School into the Young Men's Leadership Academy. As part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative, we visited the Pleasant Grove campus in southern Dallas.
So your tripod, it can be used for cooking?
Gym class every Thursday at the Young Men's Leadership Academy is unusual. The Boy Scouts take over, teaching the students camping skills. Something else sets this school apart. It's the district's first all-boys school that's not a magnet campus.
This school is the only comprehensive neighborhood school where the children don't have to take a test to get in. If you live in this feeder pattern, you go to this school.
Kevin Melançon is the coordinator at this Young Men's Leadership Academy at Fred Florence Middle School. 900 boys attend. The district's only other boys' school is the Barack Obama Academy. That school has an entrance exam.
The district has a huge push for school choice, and they wanted to try as many different formats as they possibly could. So for this format, we visited a lot of single-gender schools all around the country. We talked to a lot of parents and business and community stakeholders, and this was the model that they thought could be successful in this area.
Melançon says so far, so good. The middle school met state standards before the switch and did so after. Still, test scores here are way below the state average. 12-year-old sixth grader Andreas Duvall says he's fine with the all-boys school.
It did not bother me because, like, all of my friends from last year, they came to this school. It didn't bother me because I had lots of friends to protect me.
Andreas had heard about older bullies in middle school, but he hasn't met any. Sixth grader Aiden Roberts also made the adjustment.
I was going to be a little nervous at first because I'm not used to only boys in my class.
Aiden's nerves calmed down. He likes the school and is even learning guitar in class. His parents, Justin Roberts and Cherise Rhodes, made the adjustment as well.
If there was any big issue, we probably would have switched schools, but he settled in pretty nicely and seems to like it there.
Initially, I would honestly say that I was thumbs down because I grew up in a boy-girl school. So right now, we're playing it by ear, and it seems pretty good. So far, he likes it. That's what I'm going for. If he's learning, I'm okay with it.
School officials made this change hoping, in part, the absence of girls might improve education for the boys. Again, Kevin Melançon.
I think some of them also find comfort in the fact that there are no young ladies in the room to be embarrassed in front of. A lot of the distractions that you have are taken away.
There are two girls' neighborhood schools in the Dallas district. A third school is a magnet campus with entrance requirements. Assistant Professor Amber Simpson at Binghamton University in New York has studied middle school students in all boys and all girls science classes. She says girls tend to do better in class without boys, but she's talked with boys in all-boy classes, and they tell her they prefer having girls in class.
Because they felt that girls gave them more of a competition, there seemed to be a competitive atmosphere that they were always competing against each other. And so two of the three actually preferred co-educational just because that context of there's more competition.
Simpson says after decades of study, it remains hard to determine whether single-sex classes improve academics.
It really comes down to all these external factors, such as like teacher-student relationships, your experiences with your family. So I think it's really hard to really pinpoint that it being in a room or in a school with all one sex, it's going to make such a huge impact.
Other education experts say there are good single-sex and co-ed schools, and students can thrive in both. 12-year-old Noel Pena seems ready for whatever comes his way at this all-boys school. He's inspired to follow in his dad's footsteps. His dad's a construction worker, but Noel wants something a little different.
The subject I want to pursue is either math or reading, because math, mostly because it's going to help me more pursue my dream of an architect.
Noel's also on the school's debate team, and he likes it, so he's considering another career option. President of the United States.
If president don't work out, I got a backup plan. If architect don't work out, I got president. Either one. It's always better to have a backup plan if something doesn't work out.
Kevin Melançon, the school's coordinator, says kids have asked him if this school will stay an all-boys school, and he says yes. In fact, he's convinced that when these boys finish middle school, the district will need to create an all-boys high school for them. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.